Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Netflix and Facebook are facing a lawsuit that reveals an agreement between the two companies, which allegedly, keyword, permitted Netflix to access Facebook's users' private messages. So what they're saying is that Netflix paid, was it $100
million?
$100 million for Facebook private messenger.
Well, there's more to the lawsuit. So inside this $100 million, they're saying that Facebook canceled Facebook Watch to keep Netflix, one of its top advertisers, to continue to put its ads on Facebook. So we're going to kill Facebook Watch. We're going to let you keep your ads. So the Netflix series and films, we're going to keep that going because we need the money, and we're going to cancel out all the competition. So you don't need to go to Snapchat. You don't need to go to any other social media. Come right here. You know, I know we were doing this Facebook Watch. We'll put that to the side.
And nobody was watching it.
We're not watching it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, was Red Table part of that? Were people watching that?
Probably got caught up in that suite.
Yo, we're out of here. You're done.
Yeah.
And, now we're just going to, the money, we're not making money here, but we do make money from having your shows advertised. So we'll take that money. That's all part of the lawsuit.
The good old days when the geo-targeting and tracking on Facebook was amazing. If you were advertising, shout out to my guy Dave. Like, the targeting you can do back in those days were amazing. When I saw the price tag, my first thought was like, that's a lot to find out who your girl was DMing. Like, I can see Zuckerberg be like, yeah, I'll show you the messages. I need $100 million, though. And I'll shut down Facebook Watch for you. But my real thought, I've been saying it for 3 or 4 years. All these data breaches are revenue driving events. Wait, AT&T stock is in shambles. Wait till the truth comes out about them. All this data keeps getting breached every 2 or 3 weeks. No one called CrowdStrike to say, come patch this up for us. Or if I have 96 million records and I sell them to you at $2 a pop, maybe we can work out a deal to, you know, get some money on the book. So I'm not surprised about this at all. It actually was a good deal for Netflix and Meta at the time. And I don't think anyone cares anyway. So,
well, one of these things, anything that's free, you're the product.
Absolutely.
And data is the most valuable commodity in the world.
The new oil, right?
And it's one of these things where it happens in everything, right? Anything that you're signing up for, you can probably believe that somehow it's getting traded. TSA, you think they're just taking your fingerprints and your eyeball scans for the hell of it?
Facts. Clear. I do that clear update. I said, who y'all selling this to?
No, that was crazy. The new ID joint.
Bro, like, for real,
they're gonna start taking DNA swabs
for real.
They have your eye,
23andMe.
They have your retina. They have your retina, right? So,
and your girlfriend's retina if you put on your clear pass.
So your new eyelashes.
So all of this information, all this information is being sold. But as an entrepreneur, you should think like, okay, how do I partner with somebody that maybe I can pay for their data, right? Like
that's a great idea.
You might be on the come up, and let's say, I don't know, Dave Shands, right? Say he has 100,000 people on his email list, and you're an up and coming entrepreneur. Maybe you approach Dave Shands and say, hey, can I get your data? Can I get an email blast?
Yep.
So you have to see what's being done on the highest level possible and see how you can utilize it.
Emulate it. Yeah.
And the thing about it is that email blasts and stuff like that, that's legal. What they were doing wouldn't be legal because they were actually taking what was supposed to be private conversations. That's why if this wasn't like you're showing somebody's private conversation, right? that's not ethical and that's not legal. So you shouldn't do that. But as far as like data, anytime somebody gives data, right, they're in a pool.
Yeah. Unless it's not legal, and it, like in the fine print, they said that.
Yeah, in the services and agreements.
Yeah, you have to have that service and agreements, which I don't know if anyone reads. I shouldn't say no one reads. Maybe somebody does, but if it's not there, if you don't have the service, then that becomes illegal. Or it's like the third party search.
But it's pretty standard. Everybody has that now. It's pretty standard. Like everybody has a service and agreements that, hey, this data would be used, like, you know, sign it.
Oh, you see the Spotify one?
No. I see they got a new one. I just seen that they raised the prices.
Shout out to Daniel. Universal really got their head in his pockets. So if you are an Audible author or like a book author, they can take any characters, any storylines from your books and make derivative works off of them and turn them into movies and not pay you a dime. Yeah. Podcasters, y'all in trouble. Y'all thought Adam 22 broke the internet. Wait till you upload.
What was that?
Adam 22.
I've been telling y'all for a year. Finito.
He did a mail scene?
55th. He won't be up there too much longer.
Oh, Vlad, you a sucker, man.
Rick babysit. Oh,
Vlad, you a sucker. I heard that slitch you talking. You a sucker. Vladimir. You don't even show your own face on camera. You a sucker.
And I like you, but you haven't made more people money from the market than me.
You're well, a
record say that.
Hate is a strong word, man.
Vlad, yes.
Ever since Shannon dropped that Cat Williams, the black hate then came out strong this year.
Vlad, you're a sucker.
Strong word, bro.
And that's the sad thing about it, right? Like, does anybody want to be like, who wants to be DJ Vlad? Like, you ever see him before? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's just be honest. Like, you ever see him? Like, I couldn't imagine any kid or any young person that has aspirations to actually want to be him. Like, have you seen him? That's why he don't show himself. This is why he doesn't show himself. He do an interview with like Faison Love and talk while he's showing Faison Love. You can't make this shit up.
Shout out to Vlad from Ethereum and Vladimir Putin.
I'm Vlad, we left you on red, bro. We left you on red because you were lame. He wanted to interview us last year because for Invest Fest, he was like, hey, I love what you guys are doing. I want to interview you. And we read it and never responded because we got our own platform. We don't need to run to your platform to boost your views and clip it up 18 different ways. And you have us in a dark room with you sitting behind
trying to get us indicted for something.
Asking about... Yeah, incriminating things that's going to get somebody 10 years to life in prison.
I'm good.
Vlad, you're an idiot. I watch your stock tips. It's like, oh, I brought Home Depot stock.
You what?
Because I went to Home Depot like years ago. Like I seen these tips that he's talking about. He's like, I made my friends rich off of this. I made millions of dollars, and I never asked for any kickback. Who asks for a kickback for giving
this show is free for the record. For everybody who said it, this show is free.
Reparations. Name is Vladimir. Like, bro, you're not even a guest in the culture. You're literally in the outhouse. And these dumb people that come on your show made you have a platform because people just love selling out the culture any chance that they get. But you're not a DJ. Your name is Vladimir.
He was the DJ back in the day. He had the little Tupac mixtape in 2004.
When Rick Ross caught up to him, hands and feet. Harlem Shake.
Troy Girishai, yo.
Hands and feet on that boy.
Shout to DJ G-Dep.
Allegedly.
Total Eclipse.
Welcome home, G-Dep.
Welcome home.
Oh, my God.
Allegedly.
Make this money.
Allegedly.
Ain't no way he can take this from me.
Allegedly.
Ain't no way.
Hands and feet. Yo, nobody ever put their hands or their feet on me. That's another thing. Y'all better keep your hands to yourself. Nobody ever put their hands and feet on me. You guys out here have gotten assaulted. And
foot massage.
You got assaulted and the only thing that you did was sue somebody.
First call to action. Touch me and I'll sue.
Oh, man. All right,
crazy.
Total Eclipse.
But Adam,
but once again, outwork the vultures.
Adam, you dead wrong for that. And no disrespect.
That was real.
No,
I'm not saying you saw it, but I'm saying
no disrespect to anybody.
Ian, that was real.
No disrespect to anybody.
I'm asking because I heard. I can't confirm that. That was real?
Adam, you're dead wrong for that. Because you're doing it for clout. That was even worse.
No,
you're not even if that's you know what I'm saying, like, no disrespect, but you're not even, you're doing it for clout, right? So now you just
is it clout though? That's beyond, bro.
It's clout. That's what he's doing it for, clout. Like, you
I told y'all last year, hey, when I got that little call, it was about to be over with. Podcast is, hey, be careful. But be very careful on Spotify. Shout out to Daniel, and shout out to Universal and Sony and everybody. But derivative works is crazy.
All right, so let's go back to this. Back to the regular schedule programming. Okay.
Would you accept the apology from Vlad like J. Cole did to Kendrick, or no?
No, we gotta say that for later, please.
Okay,
please.
We gotta talk about that.
Please, later. We're on record, so just please.
Okay, so Meta mm-hmm. and Netflix, right? How does this affect their stock?
It won't affect it at all. Nobody cared. Mm-hmm. It's like whenever my girl went to my DMs, it's like, couldn't affect my business. Made me mad for a day or two, but back to business. Join RedPanda.com, eaninvest.com. Who is this girl that she's met at Rashad's party?
Oh, back to business play.
Back to work.
Nothing. Ain't so, stop nothing.
/ ES on Thinkorswim. These are just jokes written by 85. But it won't affect our stock at all. If anything, it'll probably, they need another partnership. If I'm Netflix, I'm trying to find how to scrape some more of that data from IG.
Or if I'm Meta, I'm trying to figure out who else I can get the 100 mil from. It's working. We saw Netflix. Facts. I mean, we
Disney Plus, come on over.
Shout out to Disney. We talked about Netflix and the harsh realities that were going to face them about 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and they've just rebounded from it.
Yeah,
part of that is the marketing, part of it is the advertising. So it's worked.
Yeah,
it's worked. Yeah.
And the revenue they're saying on IG is even more profitable advertising there than some of the competitors, like, of course, Amazon, Hulu, etc. So I mean, they have a media dynasty. Definitely the easiest ad platform to use in comparison to anyone else. So I think they need to find more partnerships. Maybe Hulu, Max can probably use that partnership. ESPN was the first person I thought of. You better go over there and advertise Pat McAfee show more, because ESPN and Disney needs a little bit more help. So I don't think it'd affect their stock at all.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.